Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. How often when we are in that season of obscurity, wilderness, and we feel like the ship has sailed, that parade has passed us by, we can misinterpret that season. It's most times, if not all times, as a Christ follower, a season of preparation, of readiness, where God purifies our motives and reaffirms his love for us. But if we misinterpret that time, we get an attitude, we get offended with God. And I'd love for you to talk about how avoidable that particular season can be, not the wilderness, but that putting ourselves under his discipline, if we could just trust that he's good.
Amen. Well, you know, I really believe that's the whole thing comes down to faith. And I just, I really believe with all my heart, God doesn't just call us to keep the faith, but share the faith. And whenever we feel discouraged or depressed, one thing I like to do, Susie, is go to the senior citizen home. And the greatest blessing is being a blessing. And when you begin to focus on other problems, your problems don't seem so big. One thing I didn't even mention in the book, my mom shared with me that the name Shelton comes from England, and they were also law enforcement over there. But would you believe my ancestor from England was actually one of the Queen of England? She was married to Henry VIII, one of his like 8 or 9 wives. And he was actually married to her twice. But what's wild is I'm not royalty because of blood on earth, but because of the blood from heaven. And I want to encourage your listeners, all of us, as kids of the King, are royalty. Not only do you carry greatness, but you have not only potential, you not only have purpose, you have amazing power. And I just really believe if we would just surrender and submit our ways and our needs and our goals at the feet of Jesus, because what he wants for us is better than what we could ever dictate ourselves. And when we get out of the way and promote his way, I tell you, that's when life gets rich. So about the parade passing you by, it's not. But here's the thing. God loves you. But the thing is when you make much of him, he's already made much of us. And I would just encourage you to step out by faith. We don't do a service to God by playing small. God wants us to have big faith. And I tell people, I'm not on an ego trip. This is a missions trip. And we just need to go back to seeing souls saved, because time is running out. And what keeps me up at night, Susie, 9 out of 10 Christians will live their whole life never once leading anybody to Jesus. And I believe most of us have enough of Jesus to get us to heaven, but not enough of Jesus to keep a best friend out of hell. So when you carry greatness and greatness carries you, he wants us not only to keep the faith, but the Bible tells us we need to share the faith.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.